you know. Can understand words and meanings. But you see, especially qualified of eight freedom, ten richness, eight freedom, Tipakadhamma, ten richness, those conditions of Tipakadhamma, and whatever Dhamma, one which one can practice. So, having this, having achieved this, having achieved this, I say, so here, not just only, not here, not only, not only met Buddha Dhamma, the teachings of the Noble Truth, the Truth of Liberation, not just on that, not only Dhamma, the, you know, teachings on karma, you abandon the karma and perhaps the virtue, you achieve happiness, you can achieve happiness this life and future lives, you see, future lives. Not just that. Not just correct path to happiness. Correct method to achieve happiness. Not just that. You see, to achieve liberation from samsara. Even just have made this less level teaching, you know, teaching just for normal truth. That's just unbelievable. Just you have this opportunity. It's unbelievable. It's more unbelievable. So it doesn't get to practice. So this, how precious it is, more than having found, you know, mountains of gold, diamond, you see. Now, if you don't get practice in this, in each hour, minute, it's like having lost that many, having lost gold, mountains of gold and diamond, you see. Much greater loss than that. And then, not only that, we have met on top of that, the Mahayana teaching, the Paramita teaching, to be able to achieve enlightenment, to be able to enlighten all sentient beings, liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to full enlightenment. So this is like having much more precious than having your own. You received your own this size of earth. You see, the gold or diamond. Okay. So after having met, and if one doesn't get practice, then great loss. Each minute, great loss. Even each second, great loss. Then having lost, doesn't get practice mind teaching. Then great loss. Then having lost. This size of this earth, gold, diamond, you see. So, then, having met the Mahayana's sixth man, Vajrayana, then it's like a whole sky filled with gold, you see. So that. It's much more precious than that to have met on the teaching. So it didn't get a practice after one met, after one received. One, if it didn't get a practice, no question, day, even a minute, second, didn't get a practice, then great loss, and then having lost skies of the gold. like that. And then, then within Tantra, there's a highest Tantra where you can achieve enlightenment in a brief lifetime of much quicker than lower Tantra. In a brief lifetime of digital time, you can achieve enlightenment. within seven lifetimes, definitely can achieve enlightenment within 16 lifetimes. So this is very short, you see. Even in 16 lifetimes, very short. So by living the Tantra vow, you see, even if you don't maintain on the path, even if you don't get to maintain on the actual Tantra path, but just living the vow, Tantra vow, the root vowels, you see, without breaking, within 16 lifetimes, definitely you become enlightened. So that's the very quick, you see, as a so it's mentioned in the Tantra, in the root Tantra text. So the highest Tantra, then even within a few number of years, even in a brief lifetime, doesn't you achieve enlightenment before. Then that means you're able to enlighten the numberless sentient beings who are obscured and so much suffering, devoid of happiness. So then they do not want to suffer and want only seeking happiness. You know? So those sentient beings, you are able to bring them to enlightenment, as you see, as quickest. So, Kuga when you achieve, full enlightenment, Prabhupada Chandra, you're able to bring, liberate the sentient beings from the suffering, sometimes bring enlightenment quickest. So, so like that. So now here, much more precious than the, much more precious than the whole sky filled with a diamond. You see, much more precious than you own that much. So, one day, no question, one day, even minute, second, didn't go to practice, then great loss you have met, but it didn't get to practice, then you see, great loss, then I say, sky filled with the diamond, okay? Then there's the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, Unified Sutra Tantra, where you can you practice integration of three deities, Santi, Yamantaka, and Guhyasamanja Jarasambara. Practice the integration of the three deities, which makes enlightenment much quicker than general Mahanatha Tantra, much quicker with this special practice. So this is after one received these teachings met, and then think, so they are much more precious than sky filled with a wish crown a jewel, and each day, even hour minute, you didn't practice, even second, then it's like great loss, and then whole sky filled with which grand jewel you have lost. So we can see here how we are, you see, as much as those teachings as we have met, even though one hasn't met Tantra, but just met Mahayana teaching, just itself is unbelievable. Unbelievable, fortunately, you see. So, opposite practice. So, then question even, many of us then have met Tantra teaching, and there's opportunity to meet, even if you haven't met yet, but you, there's opportunity to meet, to learn, and to practice. So, so we have no, say, so we don't realize how this human body, body we receive this time, which is all this opportunity, you know, which is the 18 qualities and all this opportunity to practice. Don't realize how this unbelievable precious. So even billion times, you know, you see the joy that we have, that you have just this precious human body, all the opportunity, all this incredible opportunity, so many good things you can do for yourself, accomplish and cause for, you see, sentient beings, numberless sentient beings. So, said, happiness of this life, you can cause the happiness of all the future life, you can cause to others, and liberation from samsara, you can cause others, and enlightenment. So the before, see, what you can achieve yourself. Now here, what you can offer with this precious body, what you can offer to others. You see, what it can do. So anyway, but not realize this. See. So this, you know, this is a much more, so able to put the ball through the gate, through this, you know, gate or the, through the gate or through the, you know, so that, that doesn't stop even rebirth in the lower realm. And, nothing, that doesn't purify any karma. It doesn't purify any karma, you see. So nothing. So then, so you see, even you do this, even you're able to put the ball in the, put the ball in the cross court, cross, even you're able to put the goal, even your goal, even your, even you're able to, what do you say, throw the goal or? Kick the goal. Kick the ball. No. able to put through the, through the gate. Even you do that, even you're able to do that billion times, you know? Even you are able to do that billion times, zillion times, trillion times, it's nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing, you see, compared to the precious human body you have here, you see. There's nothing. You know, that doesn't purify one little karma. Except maybe you create one little karma, you see. If you are, if the mind is attachment, clinging to this life, then it's all non-virtue, you see. So it's not, there's nothing. So here, compared to this, the precious human body, you see, all this, what option we have, there's nothing. You know, that has it. That's nothing. That's a silly thing, you know. There's nothing. So the reason why, you know, we don't, you see, because we don't realize this. we don't mean it enough. See, we don't realize this. Intellectually, by hearing, teaching, reading, intellectually, no, but you don't, we don't really, I say, continuously meditate and to really discover this. So you see, putting the ball in that, you feel more, that one, you feel, I say, that one feels more exciting, more precious. More exciting, more precious, you know, see, then, see, you don't feel much. By having this human body, you don't feel anything, you see. Not even value of $10, you see. Well, the $10, must be careful, you know. $10 must be careful. $1, $10 must be careful, you see. Don't give it away. You know, must be careful that. So you cherish, you see. Because you see the benefits. But here, with your this this incredible precious thing, with all this opportunity, nothing. You see, completely abandoned. Nothing, no feeling. You see, how much wasted. I know, since one must put the Dharma, up to now, how much wasted? Since the Guru gave teachings, you know, really short path. And how many years? You see, there's so much time there. even one day we think we practice, but much of the time is not practicing Dharma. So we say, with the attachment clinging to this life, you know, non-virtual thought, then all the activity become non-virtual, jobs, everything, I mean, our job and our sleeping become non-virtual, need karma. So totally wasted, you say, even one day. So now you can think of all those years, yeah, completely wasted. So the Shanti Deva says, no more ignorant, Dele Mumbashima, Dele Lumbashima, Atnish Delas. So no more, there's no more ignorant, there's no more foolishness, there's no more cheating, deceiving yourself there in the world, in the existence, there's no more greater cheating than this. Then, say, so, see, so you can see here, it's unbelievable, you see, what opportunity we have, you know, what is so precious, unbelievable, you see. So, so can't see value even $10, you see, you think there's more precious than, you see, there's more precious than this, you see, also, you see, the human body, you see. So, maybe I finish this one. Then I conclude. then now, and the Edibhumi, the Bodhisattva is the Edibhumi, you see, then the, how much, you know, the able to practice benefit of sentient being, you see. So you see, now, equaling number of the atoms of 3,000 galaxies. anyway, you know what is galaxies anyway. I just said the word. The commentary is in your mind. so anyway, so universe is that. So you see, like this. So universe is the whole thing. So, so the when we do offer mandala, you see, there's four human continents. You know, this is the one world. You see, here, yeah. But this southern continent. Then, there's the eastern continent, you know, western continent, north continent, then Mount Meru, the whole thing, sun and moon, all that, you see, towards one entire universe. So now like that, you see, so now like that, 1,000, like that, you know, 1,000, like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. Then like that, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. So like that, 3,000, okay? So that many, you see, universes. Now, how many atoms? Even one universe is there, so many atoms. You know, unimaginable. See, one universe, how many atoms? Now here talking about like that, you know, 1,000, then like that, 1,000, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,000, then like that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1,000. So that many, 3,000 galaxies, 3,000 universes, you see, how many atoms it has? So equivalent number of the atoms of 3,000 universes, okay? So that many times, the eight Bodhisattva, you see, so when we achieve the eight Bhumi, they were able to see that many number of Buddha, that many number of pure land we able to go. Then able to see past, able to see that many past, able to see future, that many of others, you know, yours, others. then there are many different concentration. Yeah. At the same time, you are able to do there are many different dharma. You are able to do something. So there are many sentient beings. So you see, equal number of atoms of 3,000 universes. There are many number of sentient beings. So can you imagine how many sentient beings? Even sentient beings equal number of one universe. Equal number of atoms of one universe is unimaginable. Now you see, 3,000. See, so 1,000, then like that, you know, 1,000, like that, then 1,000. You see, that many. Simply that many number of atoms. You see, you're able to wrap in their mind. See, so now it's much deeper, much more extensive. How much you're able to benefit, and it manifests your body there many times. You see, then surrounded by Buddha, surrounded by that many number of Bodhisattva. So you see, this is even before achieving enlightenment. During this nine Bhumi, Bodhisattva reached nine Bhumi. Equaling number of the so qualities, how much the Nanda Bodhisattva has, he said, the equivalent, the number of atoms, equivalent number of atoms of the 3,000, universes. not just that, I'm just building up, basically. So 3,000 universes like that, how many? Universe like that, how many? 10,000 times. 10,000 times. Before, it would be 3,000 universe. You see, now here, 3,000 universe like that, 10,000 times. 10,000 times. 3,000 universe like that, 10,000 times. So the this Nanda Bhumi Bodhisattva able to see Buddhas, you see, how many Buddhas then? Equal number of atoms, 3,000 universe like that, 10,000 times. then 3,000 universe, 10,000 times. then you see, able to wrap in the sentient being's mind, there many sentient being's mind, you're able to wrap in, able to reveal Dharma there many times, manifest in your body there many times, so all the rest of them, you see, able to go to there many pure land. you see, make procession, you see, make offering, you see, to the Buddhas, so that. So it's now is more beyond our and imagine it's the unbelievable or the collecting merits and will benefit with sentient beings, you see. Unbelievable. So now the Tendabhumbhudasabha so then it says the qualities, how much it has, how much all these things can do, manifesting bodies, and wrapping the sentiments, mind, you see, now able to see Buddhas, all that, you see, equivalent number of atoms. Of the Buddha's field, unexpressible of unexpressible. So that means unbelievable number, unexpressible of the. So here, unexpressible. You can number of the atoms of the unexpressible of unexpressible Buddha's world. So it means, unbelievable number. So in the Madhyamaka commentary, the 10th Buddha, you know, this is before talking Buddha, this is what they could do is just hard to believe. You know, hard to believe. So, the many pure land on the pearl and the pearls of the pearls of their bodies and the, you know, can cover them, can manifest them. Just it's the capacities just beyond, it's kind of hard to, but that's the reality, that's the potential of the mind. See, that's with through development of mind, by developing mind, you see, you can do that. So our mind has all these potentials. Even before Buddha, and they can manifest any form, bridge, water, mountain, anything, you see, but the beneficent beings. This is even before Buddha, just unimaginable. There's mentioned that in the commentary on the Madhyamaka, says the Umakumbharapsa there, I'm sure other things. So now here, one conclusion is this. So now, practice Dharma. So here, I'm going to mention this way. Practice Dharma. After this, the conclusion that you say, you see, even before you become enlightened, you know how many bodies you are able to manifest. Is equivalent number of atoms of this, just this one world. Is for us is atoms of this, not the whole entire universe, just this one continent, southern continent, you see, atoms, even the number of atoms, this, you know, you're able to manifest for something. For us, even just that, without talking all the rest, you know, all the universe will not take that. Just this one world, this southern continent, how many atoms, that many you're able to manifest, what is to benefit of something. It's like enlightenment, you know. It's like a Buddha. You see, it's not Buddha, but it's like, you know, for us, it's already like Buddha. even that's beyond, you see, kind of unexpressible. You see, so we're talking about the Bodhisattva, you know. Then now thousands of 1,000, 2,000, now the whole entire universe, how many atoms? You know? That's still not the, you know, the 8, 9, you know, 10 Bodhisattva, that not below, you see. So now you think it's the entire universe, with all the four continents, all that. So that manifested body that many to wrap in the mind of a sentiment, that many number of sentiment. It's amazing. It's like Buddha for our mind, you see. Then now, 1,000 universe like that, number of atoms. Then 2,000, so the universe, the 1,000 like that, count to 1,000, one, then 1,000 like that, two, three. So, then I thought 1, 2, 3, 4 thousand. So they get that. It's a great house note, the 3,000 universe. So then equal number of atoms, that was, see, then, so anyway, so up to 10, that. So now then, you can imagine, then from there you can guess, what Buddha means, how Buddha can benefit numberless sentient beings. You can get an idea from there. You can get an idea from Buddha's service part. Then you can get an idea of the Buddha far more greater, you see, much, much more greater. Then you can generate faith to Buddha, you know. You see, the man can manifest, you know, the unexpected, can imagine, see, the sentient beings without any effort, without you see, any motivation, thought, you see, effort. So everything's spontaneously happening. The revealing methods, just whenever the karma of sentient beings appear, whenever the karma of sentient beings happened, is there, without delay, even a second. The karma, there is no delay, even a second, just there. The manifestation, that method, exactly fit the karma. And then able to bring like this from happiness to enlightenment. Like that, we see. So we are led, you see. I'm not saying I'm Buddha, but what I want to say is that we are led, we are also part of that. We are led by all the Buddhas, you see, in the form of Siddhartha Lama, in the form of Lama Yeshe. Here we have much more merit because we receive teachings, whereas others don't receive teachings. The Buddha's way of guidance in dealing many different ways. It's not only giving teaching. And giving teaching is the highest guidance of Buddha. So we receive that. So we are humble and fortunate. So numberless Buddhas, you see, like that. In the various forms, there's also a form of visitation, the Lama, the Lama issues like that. So, same, see, you see, Kishnoga, like that, you see. that we have karma to say, to be able to see and communicate, you know. however, so it manifests us according to our karma that we can see, according to our impure mind, you know, impure karma. Which means manifest into having some side of body, showing sicknesses, and having delusion and mistakes in actions. Manifesting according to our one's own impure karma, impure mind, means that. Showing sicknesses and suffering, delusion, having delusion and then the action, mistakes in the action, things like that. ignorance and attachment to delusion, then jealous mind, so forth, then pride, then the, the mistakes in the action, so like that, you see. better than this, as a more pure than this, aspect of Buddha, where there are no one single mistakes, no suffering, no one mistake, we don't come to see. So with aspect of Buddha cannot help us with that. With that aspect, no mistake, nothing. So we cannot see. So we don't have that pure mind, you see, to be able to see that pure aspect where there's no mistakes. So therefore, that cannot guide us directly, you see, because we cannot see it. So therefore, only way that we say that only way that one can see, communicate, directly guide us, is only this manifestation, ordinary form, that which is, shows suffering, having suffering, the mind having delusion, mistakes in action, and that was according to our impure mind, the impure karma, the obscure mind. So according to this present state of mind, so lower than this animal like that, that we cannot recognize, cannot receive the teachings or guidance, you see. So these things, so difficult to recognize and to receive teachings and the guidance. Maybe I mentioned this later. Without this ordinary aspect, without this guru ordinary aspect, then one's life is totally lost, guideless, totally lost. So as I often mention, like a child left on the hot desert where there's nothing. Child baby left there out in the forest, nighttime, surrounded by tigers, all these wild animals, and nobody to guide, nobody to protect, so like that. So become very terrifying and a total loss. Therefore, therefore, in every second, even not only each day, minute, but every second, that we have this guru, is an ordinary aspect. So this is that you can see and receive guidance, directly. So this is the most precious thing. Most precious, and also every one of them is ordinary aspect, is guru, whatever. Most precious thing in your life, and fulfilling all your wishes. More precious than the whole sky filled with which one jewel. Okay. here. Then, so, just in each second that you have this guru in ordinary aspect, so precious, most precious in your life, and most life. Then, the kindest, you know, the most precious, in every second, you say, having this. So like that. And then, the most important one, most precious one in your life, most life. Then you say, then with this aspect, then reveal path, show the karma, you know, the teaching of karma, refuge, you know, the refuge and the refuge and then the morality. Then that brings us to a higher birth, you know, save us from the lower realms, those many eons of sufferings, and then revealing us the Four Noble Truths or Three Heart Trainings makes us to achieve liberation, and by revealing compassion towards all the bodhicitta, then the Six Paths of Truth brings us to enlightenment. You know, bring the mind part, brings us to enlightenment, brings oneself to the enlightenment. Then by different kind of teaching, then brings you see even quicker for enlightenment. Under that, so so now here the kindness, giving. Refuge, you know, the vows, pretty much about the lay vow, the ordination, pretty much vow, then Buddha's about the vow, the initiation, then the explaining tantra, giving the instructions, so the sutra, the also mention the commentaries. now here the kindness is just with all this guidance, the unimaginable, no words to express, you know, no words. There's a side of talk, you know. Different talk about Buddha, you see. So therefore now here, the guru is kinder than, you see, all the Buddhas. You see, the reason is that. So there's a reason that there's kind of numberless Buddhas, you see. They cannot directly, you see, we have come to see they cannot get it directly. So so this the talk happened just because I was strong there. You know, Buddha working for us. We are part of the same thing with the Buddha. You know, so that so those who haven't received teachings on Guru devotion and this will help. Then this the heart, this the heart of the guru yoga meditation, the heart, you know. So this, if you remember this every day, then you hear what happens. You see, when you see mistakes in guru, you feel incredible kindness. You know, instead of losing your faith, rising heresy, anger, losing your faith, one second anger, heresy towards Guru, then, for Bodhisattva, who is not Bodhisattva, to a Bodhisattva, if you get angry, then you see the Bodhisattva avatara says, Kawa tongto saba jindan deshe chola su as a kondro kiji 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 bache so at say so 1 second getting angry destroys for 1,000 eons made a charity, made offering to the Buddhas, so forth. Then all the merits that you have created for 1,000 eons, you see, get destroyed by 1 second anger. So that's one non-Buddhisattva getting angry for Buddhisattva. So now here, Guru, the highest, higher than the Buddha. So can you imagine? So that's to Buddhisattva, non-Buddhisattva getting angry to a Buddhisattva. So then it should be much more, you see here, then Bodhisattva, higher than Bodhisattva, more powerful Buddha, more powerful than Buddha's Guru. You see, so then there will be much more heavier. You see, if you use that reasoning, then get angry, heresy to Buddha 1 second, it will be much more, then the Guru is much far more greater. You see, so like that. Also, In the Lamrim Chemo, Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim Chemo commentary, there also at the beginning, I don't know maybe which part, when he talks about, criticizing Bodhisattva, when he talks about the four advantages of Lamrim, maybe there, so anyway, also mentioned that. So a lot that, there's also mentioned. So therefore, so that many eons marriage get destroyed, and 1 second anger heresy, then that many eons of marriage get destroyed, and then that many eons of realization get delayed, and then that many eons you have to suffer in the lower realms. So therefore now here with this, so thing maintaining this way, then maintaining this way. Maintaining this way. Then you see, when you see mistakes in Guru, it only makes you to feel incredible kindness of Guru, you see. So, without the aspect showing mistake, my life is lost. You see, the numberless Buddhas, but I cannot see. Okay, so, so only this, this the showing ordinary aspect of mistakes. So. Only this is who can directly guide me, that I can see, I have karma to see, you see. So the country, my impure karma, impure mind, you see, manifests exactly that. You see. So therefore, how so they were so kind to show mistakes, unbelievable. Is so precious, this aspect, to me, the most precious. Because this is the only way, you see, to liberate me, to guide me, you see. So, so that. So this way, every mistake you see, having delusion, suffering, you know, mistake, and so on, all the seeing, seeing all the mistakes, seeing every mistake, become cause to develop devotion within you, become support to the devotion, which is the root of the, which is the root of receiving blessing guru, which is the root of all the realizations, of all the realizations, the path to enlightenment, the devotion, which is root of all the realizations, the devotion. So the devotion is the control of the Ganju, Buddha's teaching Ganju. The control of So devotion is like the mother. So from the mother, then children, sick and children, like that. So, you know, all the birth, all other men, all comes from the mother, you see. So all the quality, all the realization of path to enlightenment comes from the devotion of the mother, you see. Then you see, then you let them just function below. So if you have a devotion, then you see, if you have devotion, then you see all your experience of meditation, you know, all knowledge of Dharma, experience of meditation, all, then they are protected. Otherwise, you see, if you lose devotion, otherwise happens, if you don't have devotion, even the intellectual knowledge doesn't happen. No experience of meditation. It's like a hot desert where there's nothing grows. So that, then the devotion helps to protect, to not lose, to protect the experience of meditation, realization, you see, to not lose. Protect. So even the intellectual knowledge, you see, even the Dhamma, understand words, meanings, not forget, so not degenerate. So if something happens there, break some of your routine, you see, even the you have, some understanding you have before words, meanings, you forget, you lose. Some experience is gone. So it's like your mind, your heart is like burned. Like burnt rice, like burnt plants, so it can't grow. The devotion is like the city where there's a from where the collection of goodness comes. You know, a city where there's so many good things. So like the department store where people can get anything from there, maybe the city. So the devotion is like from there. All the good things come. So there are a few more. There are many. Actually, I saw this sutra. There's so many things. There's, in the quotation, there's only a short few, but in there, in the text, there's so many things about talking about the benefits of devotion, you see. So that's one important. So when you have a devotion, your mind is so clear. You see, like very clear water. You can see through. So your mind is very clear. So it said, when you have very strong devotion, then you see mind is so peaceful and the mind is too strong devotion, then even the gross mind kind of, I guess, sort of temporarily stop, you see, overwhelming. Then you see, there's one lama at Dharamsala. He's a Kamdru Rinpoche. Not the one who was head of a religious office some years ago. He retired for a long time. So got incredible devotion to his guru, Ambarudra. Then he, because that mind was so peaceful, so fine, he can remember that he was existing in Tibet when Milarepa was in Tibet. You see, he could see his power. He could see so many, I don't know how many hundreds ago. When his mind was so much devotion, his mind was so fine, so clear, so that he can see even the time when he was in Tibet, you see, the Milarepa's time he was there. So that is isn't as you say also in the teachings sometimes, you see. So a strong devotion, so mind was so fine. And gross mind, all this superstition, you know, covered, like fog in his covered, you know, the so many superstitions, you see, all this, you know, delusion covered, you see, then become because like the dust, you know, up they went down. See, they become water. So Tava Nyoka Meva Chuda Tang. So this is a the meditators who have so much devotion that they experience, you know. So here with this meditation things were, you know, because the cause of so much development devotion is each time you see mistakes. You know, cause devotion only to cause you to achieve enlightenment. You see, like that, never an obstacle for that.